The translation of these verses is, "So remember me, and then I will remember you, and be thankful to me, and do not be ungrateful to me." Huzur says, "Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah." On the Sunday of the previous week, the Jalsa Sadana of Germany reached its conclusion. On this occasion, because the Jalsa Sadana was held in a new location, the administration and Amir Sahib of Jamaat Germany had a lot of interest and also a great excitement about this. There was a new passion, a new fervor. And certainly, this endeavor would have been found in the members of the Jamaat as well. The previous place where the Jalsa was held, in Mannheim, there was only one hall. And that hall was becoming too congested. There, a separate marquee had to be erected for the ladies. During the days where there was a lot of heat, it was very difficult for the ladies to sit in that tent, in particular for those ladies who had children with them. Whereas here in the new Jalsagar site in Karlsruhe, the facility of large air-conditioned halls was being made available, and also other facilities were being made available. So it is natural, because of the availability of these facilities, there was excitement and also joy. However, because this was a new location, despite the availability of these amenities and all these facilities being available under one roof, there was also a concern upon everybody. And it is natural that people would be concerned, and this concern should be present. And this is the hallmark of a believer, that he always remains anxious and concerned. That may it not be that out of his personal desire or preference, or due to any human mistakes, something occurs that leads to any kind of disturbance in the organization and administration, or due to any hidden sin, may he not displease God, and then may this not result in difficulties arising. Such problems that a person cannot envisage or perceive. But anyhow, Allah the Almighty delivered a special grace. And with this new interest, this new passion, and also with this concern, the administration remained submitted before Almighty Allah. And the officer Sahib Jalsa Salana would regularly request me for prayers about this. This is the hallmark of a believer. That instead of attributing any work towards himself, he attributes it towards the grace and blessings of Allah, and he seeks support from Allah. And when such a situation develops, then Allah the Almighty, he also helps those people who ask for prayers from him. Regarding the Jalsa, Allah the Almighty instructed the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that organize or hold Jalsas, so that the Jamaat of righteous people can gather in one place and make arrangements for the progress in religious matters and also spiritual matters. And by meeting other people, mutual love can be promoted. So therefore, when with this pious intention for the sake of attaining Allah's pleasure, this work is being carried out, and when for the sake of Allah, arrangements and better facilities and also amenities and organization is made for those people, then Allah the Almighty undoubtedly puts blessings into such work. So therefore, if there were any shortcomings or any flaws in the organization in this new Jalsa site, out of the fact that the Jalsa was being held here for the first time, then this should not be a matter of surprise at all. But because the intention of the organizers is pious, for this reason Allah the Almighty also covers faults and errors, and this is what Allah the Almighty has done. Because of this covering of the defects that Allah the Almighty has done, the organizers and the administration should be extremely grateful to Allah. Today in the world of Ahmadiyyat, in every country, jalsas are being held. And for approximately the duration of the entire year, this series of jalsas are held. Last week, as I have stated, it was the Germany jalsa. And from today, the jalsas of America and Canada are beginning. The concerns that were held by the organizers here last week, those very concerns and that same condition of having to pray, that is also upon the organizers of America and Canada, and that should be the case. But when the attendees of the Jalsa understand the concern of the organizers, and instead of considering themselves as guests, they consider themselves as a part of that administration and become helpers towards it, then the concerns of the administrators and organizers are abated. It is an incredible favor of Allah the Almighty that generally speaking, those who attend the Jalsa in their attitude, in their actions, and through their prayers, they become those who assist and help. And the Jamaat of Germany this year, normally and generally speaking, that is, the members of the Jamaat, they have cooperated with the organizers greatly. My prayer is that Allah the Almighty makes the Jalsa Sadanas of America and Canada starting today. Those who are attending, may they fill themselves up with the spiritual provisions and attend in this attitude. May they take full benefit from it. May they strive to recognize the purpose of their creation, so that they can become those who further the mission of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Do not attend considering it as a festival, and do not spend your time merely in discussing and chatting with each other. With the grace of Almighty Allah, almost everywhere where Jalsa the Salanas are held, the standard of speeches are very high. My prayer is that the attendees of the Jalsa take full benefit from attending it, and whatever they hear at the Jalsa, may they make it a part and parcel of their lives. Today, as I stated, the Jalsa Salanas of Canada and America are being held. May Allah the Almighty grant them the ability to hold it successfully. Normally, whenever I attend a Jalsa after its completion, with reference to thankfulness and gratitude, I also briefly mention the details of the Jalsa and also my trips and visits. Today, this will also be the subject, but with respect to the Jalsa, the reason why I mentioned the Jalsas of Canada and America in between is because these are two large jamaats where Jalsas are currently being held. And these Jalsas that are held in the world, they are in fact an unending series of the blessings of Allah. And as I have explained in some of my previous sermons as well, that in the capacity of a Jamaat, it is today Jamaat Ahmadiyya alone upon whom the day is always dawning. If, for example, it is afternoon here and the sun is declining, then in America and Canada, the sun may be rising. It is Jamaat Ahmadiyya alone that, in the capacity of the Jamaat, for the sake of attaining the pleasure of Allah, is always and at all times holding or organizing some program. So therefore, to count these blessings of Allah, to be grateful towards them, this is impossible for us. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states in a couplet that, O my gracious God, how can I express thanks for all your blessings? Where can I get those words to convey my feelings? So therefore, this treatment that Allah gave to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, this is also being fulfilled most splendidly today as well. And this not only is fulfilled on a daily basis, but in fact at every moment, we see new lessons of gratitude being demonstrated. And these come with the grace and favor of Allah. Until we remain attached to this purpose which the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, arrived for. Until then, we will, inshallah, God enabling, always see these manifestations. How can we be grateful upon these blessings that Allah the Almighty has bestowed? Regarding this, the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has explained that your real gratitude is through taqwa, that is righteousness and the fear of Allah, and also through purity. He states that if you are truly grateful, that is, that you adopt the path of taqwa, righteousness and the fear of Allah, and also purity, then I give you the glad tiding that you stand on the boundary, that you stand on the boundary. Nobody can overcome you. Hazrat says, therefore, we need to adopt this method of gratitude. We need to make this method a part and parcel of our lives. This includes those who are now gathering to take part in the Jalsa, and also for those upon whom Allah the Almighty bestowed His grace, and whose Jalsas have now been concluded. So therefore, every Ahmadi who has taken part in the Jalsa needs to at all times make efforts to increase his taqwa, his righteousness and fear of Allah. And as the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has explained, there is no power in the world that can put any hindrance into our domination. According to the promise made to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, Allah the Almighty will grant victory to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. This means that if we remain attached firmly to taqwa, righteousness and the fear of Allah, then we will also become a part of that victory. That victory which Allah the Almighty has granted to the Jamaat of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. So therefore, every Ahmadi, whether in Canada, America or Europe, or in any country, or anywhere in the world he may be, he needs to remember the following, that the weapon of a victory is not by coming into Western countries, and neither is it the facilities and comforts of these Western countries and the ease of living here, and neither is this victory to be attained through any money, and neither is this victory to be attained through any worldly power. In fact, the weapon of this victory, as the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has said, this is through increasing in taqwa, righteousness and the fear of Allah, and this will only be attained through this increase in taqwa. So therefore, when Allah the Almighty instructed the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that in a few days of the year gather people of the Jamaat and give them training of taqwa, that is in the righteousness and in the fear of Allah, this is for the reason that that rust should be taken off, that you should sit amongst each other, listen to other people, and an atmosphere of love should be inculcated, and in a new spirit an Ahmadi should become recharged, and then make efforts to attain the purpose of his creation. He should quench his intellectual thirst. He should also make arrangements for his moral training. He should also take steps to progress in his spirituality. So therefore, even a week after the Jalsa, the people of Germany, they should not only relate the accounts of how successful the Germany Jalsa was and how charged it was. You should not just remember that. You should not only recall that that person's speech was good, or that poem that was recited was recited very well. In fact, whatever you have heard, you should also make that a fundamental part of your lives. It is this very sentiment that the Ahmadis of America and Canada should listen to the sessions of the Jalsa. When this will be the state that you develop, then truly and in reality, you will take part in that act of gratitude. Regarding which the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, submitted most humbly before Allah and said, O my gracious God, how can I express my thanks for all your blessings? We should remember the favor of Allah upon us at all times. And we should refresh our memories with this gratitude at every moment. We should remember Allah at all times. And keep the tip of our tongue always engrossed in the remembrance of Allah. We should always immerse our actions for the sake of attaining the pleasure of Allah. And every single part of our body should be expressing this gratitude to the Lord. When this state is developed by us, then Allah the Almighty will cloak us in the garment of His mercy and grace. As Allah the Almighty states, فَاسْكُرُونِي أَسْكُرُكُمْ, that remember me, and then I will remember you. وَاشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, and be thankful to me, and do not be ungrateful to me. So when Allah the Almighty is remembered by man, then Allah, who does not let any of the actions of His men go to waste without rewarding them, in fact He rewards them many hundred times more than the action that is performed. So Allah the Almighty says He gives much more than a person does. So what exactly is Allah remembering His people? When Allah says that He remembers His people, what does that remembrance mean? When Allah the Almighty remembers, this means that Allah the Almighty provides rewards and blessings to His people. When, out of the fact that a person remembers God constantly, he blesses them, and he remembers them in this way, then a new phase of carrying out good actions and increasing in taqwa, righteousness and the fear of Allah, begins. New levels and new standards begin to be reached. And Allah shows new routes to come close towards Him. So this is how Allah the Almighty remembers such people. He removes them from difficulties. He saves them from calamities. So therefore, when a person remembers Allah, when he remembers Him as the master of all powers, and in order to come under His protection, in order to seek His help, he remembers Allah. When Allah the Almighty says, أَذْكُرُكُمْ, that I will remember you. So what this means is, that Allah the Almighty, to those people, He provides them with rewards and blessings. He takes them in His protection. He deals with that person's enemy himself and takes revenge on his own account. He opens the doors of all kinds of provisions, the kind of which a person cannot imagine at all. Such people who are near to Allah, if the people of the world make thousands of schemes against them, they can still not hinder them from achieving their objectives. So therefore, the progress of Jamaat Ahmadiyya is linked to such people who remember Allah. It is this remembrance that every member of the Jamaat carries out to establish and improve his life in this world and the next. and this will make a person truly grateful to Allah. It is for this reason that Allah the Almighty has attached the subject of gratefulness with the subject of remembrance. Because of remembering Allah, Allah the Almighty rewards him with all sorts of rewards and blessings. This is the will of Allah. And then witnessing these rewards and blessings, when a person expresses his gratefulness for them, then a new phase of Allah's blessings being bestowed begins. So therefore, in this verse, Allah the Almighty has once again drawn attention towards the fact that, look, never become of those who are ungrateful. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Never be those who reject these blessings. Now, who can be an intelligent person who observes all these blessings and bounties and becomes one who rejects them? However, we see that a person unconsciously becomes one who rejects them and becomes ungrateful. When a person does not implement the commands of Allah, then even though he expresses the remembrance of Allah verbally, but practically, he is not truly remembering Allah. When a person in the world loves another person greatly, and the remembrance and the love of that other person settles in his heart, then he looks at his face and he sees that, how can I fulfill that person who I love? How can I fulfill his desire? And he thinks that when he says something, I should implement it immediately. So therefore, if you claim to remember Allah, then you need to also look towards Allah. You also need to keep an eye out on His commandments. And along with the sentiments of gratefulness towards His grace and blessings, you need to utilize this properly. And then, as the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states, that state becomes such, that is a state of true gratefulness. And this is born out of taqwa, righteousness and the fear of Allah. And if this taqwa is not true, then this would be a rejection of those bounties of Allah. And this would also entail ungratefulness towards God. In this one verse, Allah the Almighty, for the believers, has appointed or set such paths which removes a person from his ungratefulness and also enables a person to become close to Allah. It brings a person into the gratitude of Allah and also into his remembrance. And they become those who are the nearest ones of Allah. This should be the desire of a believer. And this is the desire of one who believes that he attains closeness to Allah. This is the subject and this is the lesson that every Ahmadi must inculcate within himself. Now, as I have stated earlier, with reference to Jalsa Salana Germany, I will say a few words. As I have said, that this time the Jalsa was held in a new place. So where we also had the availability of new facilities, and we had comfort in the arrangements, there were also some flaws, and these flaws have crept in. But these are not things through which the organizers or the administration can be targeted for blame, and should be made anxious about. 100% perfection cannot be attained in any human endeavors. Perfection is only in relation to the being of Allah. So therefore, in human efforts and in human endeavors, there is always room for improvement. For this, Allah the Almighty has drawn our attention towards prayer, and this is the work of a person, that he should act, he should adopt the ways that have been appointed, he should fulfill all his efforts, and after this, he should leave the matter in the hands of Allah, and he should pray that all the shortcomings that are being faced, Allah the Almighty should make them far removed. Then, the results that are drawn out of this, Allah the Almighty has also drawn our attention towards being grateful. So that in these defects, in these shortcomings, improvement and betterment can be attained. When a person improves something, then he should be grateful for that. So when he does that, then he can step forward another level. Allah the Almighty takes him towards betterment subsequently. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, gave us the same lesson through his own example. Some matters that I have noted or that I have been informed of, I should mention them for the sake of they being improved for the next time. But before this, I would like to address those people who only criticize and say to them that if truly you desire improvements and betterment, then rather than gossiping here and there, you should give your suggestions to the organizers, inform them of the defects and shortcomings that you observed, and also pray for the people who are carrying out duties, that Allah the Almighty enables them to carry out their work in an even better way next time, and the organizers as well, with an open heart. They should reflect and listen to those people who are drawing their attention towards shortcomings. There is a red book of Jalsa in which all the shortcomings are included. Those shortcomings are included that are truly flaws or defects, or those shortcomings that other people have drawn attention towards. So these should be written in this red book. One shortcoming that the organizers have also realized. This relates to both the men and women's hall, and this is the echo of the sound. And because of this, on the first day of my sermon, approximately 1/4 of the people sitting in the hall, they could not properly comprehend or listen to what I was saying. Later, the organizers tried to rectify this problem. This resulted in some improvement, but still, complete or significant improvement was not achieved. So therefore, in the following year, either the sound system should be rectified, or the position of the stage should be moved, as some people believe. Or whatever the reason may be, they should need to investigate into it and fix the problem. It is extremely important to look into this. From the point of view of the administration, to make people sit down quietly is difficult if the sound is inaudible. Men may sit down quietly in such circumstances, but even there are young children who are between the ages of 10 and 12. They cannot remain seated there. Either men will remain seated there or they will get up and leave. But to quieten the woman, especially those women who have children with them, this becomes extremely difficult in these circumstances. However, something good that I observed amongst the women this time is that at least during my speech, despite the fact that my voice was not clearly audible to many of them, on several instances, many of the women who were sitting behind sent messages to the organizers that rectified the sound. However, it was an obligation. The sound could not be fixed. Despite this, the woman sat in silence and also with great forbearance. And this is the first time that I have seen the women of Germany sit with such silence and in such forbearance. According to some, the reason for this may have been that the hall was air-conditioned and that it was hot outside and therefore it was easier for them to sit inside. However, we should also think good of others. Generally speaking, since approximately 3-4 years ago, I gave a warning to the Lajna that if they made excessive noise, the jalsas would be cancelled. Since then, there is a great improvement. one flaw also arose, because this time the children were placed in the same hall. And because of this, it resulted in a shortcoming. Although there was a partition, but still, a partition cannot be a barrier to the sound. And obviously, where there are children, they will make noise. Sometimes this noise traveled across to the main hall. In the following year, there should be a better arrangement made in this regard. Apart from this, there are some minor shortcomings and flaws for which the administration and organizers should make efforts to rectify. They should also ask people that if they have observed any shortcomings, they should inform the administration so that these can be improved or rectified in the following year. These should be included in the Red Book of the Jalsa. And the Jalsa Salana Committee, they should reflect and ponder upon these shortcomings and how it can improve. Our every step should always be towards progress and betterment. Usually Allah the Almighty demonstrates this to us in every place, and we see that we are always going towards improvement and betterment. The non-Muslim guests from both Germany and also from other countries, in particular from the neighboring countries to Germany, they have taken back a really good impression. They greatly appreciated our arrangements. However, when we search out for flaws within, we do this so that we can improve. Whoever I have asked amongst the guests regarding the arrangements and also the love and affection between each other and also the attitude of the duty holders, they have taken back an excellent impression. So therefore, this Jalsa becomes a means of tabligh, propagation of the faith. Therefore, every Ahmadi, as I always say, in these days, they should always think in the following way, that we are ambassadors of Ahmadiyyat. It is our examples that the world will observe. In fact, this time, what happens every time, is that some baiths, some pledges of allegiance occur, seeing all this atmosphere. Some people who were near, when they saw the atmosphere of the Jalsa, and they saw the behavior of the people, this had a pious effect on them, and they expressed a desire to do the bayt, the pledge of allegiance, and they pledge allegiance immediately after the Jalsa. However, an incident has come to my knowledge that somebody's purse or wallet was stolen. Perhaps there were other such incidents, but what is shameful is that this person who had his possession stolen, he was a new convert from Germany, he was a youngster. He only related this as a means of the effect on his tarbiyat, his moral training. However, for those giving duties under khidmat-e khalq, this is something extremely alarming. Such incidents do occur. However, if proper supervision is carried out, and it can be carried out in this area, then this can be prevented. In fact, what should be aimed for is that 100% of such incidents are cancelled out. This youngster I am referring to, he related to me this incident in the following way, that I used to be somebody who would become extremely angry. On minor matters, I would become furious. And I would be ready to fight and argue upon these trivial issues. But all of these things occurred before I was an Ahmadi. He said, if I ponder, if this incident had occurred before I was an Ahmadi and my possession had been stolen from me, then I would have fought with every person there. And I would have left the administrators in a really bad state. However, Ahmadiyyat has taught me patience. And I did not feel the loss in this incident. This is an immense transformation within me of great proportions that I felt inside me, is what this person said. That due to Ahmadiyyat, someone who was very hot-tempered could become so soft-hearted. Aside from this happening through the grace of Almighty Allah, this cannot happen. So this is a lesson for those Ahmadis who, despite receiving tarbiyat, moral training for so long, cannot overcome their anger. And upon trivial matters, they fight and quarrel. So, one hallmark of being an Ahmadi is to keep your passions and emotions in control. That after becoming an Ahmadi, or that because we are an Ahmadi, we need to keep our passions and emotions in control. We need to demonstrate patience and tolerance. But anyhow, the various shortcomings that come forth, there are also aspects of tarbiyat, moral training involved in it. There are lessons that we learn from it. Generally speaking, the way that the members of the Jamaat have complied with the administration should be grateful to them for this. And also, the manner in which the duty holders have worked so diligently and so devotedly, the attendees of the Jalsa should be grateful to them for that. In Germany, generally speaking, the members of the Jamaat are overflowing in their emotions of sincerity and devotion. I saw the scenes of this and a demonstration of this within the Jalsa, and I also saw the testimony of this at the opening of different mosques. May Allah go on increasing this devotion and sincerity. In particular, I observed the youngsters advance in their devotion and in their sincerity. There are people who are weak in the Jamaat, but where there is one weak person, where there is one person who does not walk on the straight path. So there Allah the Almighty makes thousands and hundreds of thousands of people who stand up in their loyalty and sincerity. Allah the Almighty makes such people stand, who present and establish their own examples. So therefore, this is the beauty of Jamaat Ahmadiyya that today we do not find in any other place. May Allah the Almighty enhance and beautify this further. With reference to the Jalsa, one important task is of the wind-up. This is especially true when a place has been acquired on rent for a limited number of days. This time, in this new place, there was a concern that how would the entire Jalsagah be wound up on time? There were only 2 days to wind everything up, so that further expenditure would not be given, because otherwise further rent would have to be provided. Secondly, also because those people whom we are trying to build up rapport with, may a slow wind up not leave a negative impression. Alhamdulillah, the internal hall through Vakariya Mall of the members of the Jamaat, according to the report I received, was emptied within the 2 day period. And in the area outside, although it took 1 or 2 days extra, but considering the expanse of the arrangements, this was also completed in suitable time. This time in the Vakariya Mall initially, and also in the wind up after, there were many people who had come from Pakistan on asylum. A large group of them were a part of that. They also made great efforts towards this. They should always remember the following. I say to those people who have done asylum, that after they have left Pakistan, never forget that outside of the Jamaat, there is no life for them. Outside of the Jamaat, there is no life for them. Perhaps without the Jamaat they may attain something of the world, but this will lead to their generations becoming totally ruined. So therefore, always remain firmly attached to the Jamaat and the Nizam-e-Jamaat, the administration of the Jamaat. As I said, normally the non-Muslim guests who came from outside, they have gone with a really good impression. I have received letters, and also people have met me. They are those who have come here many times. According to them, recognition of us and also love is increasing. People are coming towards Ahmadiyyat. May Allah make it so that their hearts open rapidly and that they are those who accept Ahmadiyyat, that is true Islam. The reports will be published in Al-Fazl. People can obtain the full details from there, and you'll also be able to read about people's feelings and emotions. But briefly, I will also present some of this. There is a Christian friend from Malta. He came with his wife. He has come for the second time. He is a very educated person. He writes articles in the newspaper. He is also a member of certain governmental committees. He expressed that, "I have noted certain points from your speech." He showed me his diary where he had noted down these points. And he said, "Now I will write further on these." And he said, "In particular, I really liked your concluding speech. I have also written notes about that." Now, the concluding speech, which was particularly for the tarbiyah, the moral training of the Jamaat. But even amongst that, he took out certain points. Then there is another Christian who came from Bulgaria and was a lawyer. "The speech I gave to the ladies regarding the moral training of ladies, the matters of talaq and khula, the various types of divorce." So he listened to all of this very carefully. And this he drew special attention towards because he was a lawyer. He said that, "Something I really like in your Jamaat is that you have an administration, a structure to bring about reconciliation within your community." He said that, "You said something absolutely true, that tolerance and endurance are decreasing at an alarming rate, and generally in the world they are decreasing." Hazrat says, "Naturally, this is also having an effect on the Jamaat. This is why we should be extremely concerned, that we should remain safeguarded from the negative effects of the world." So he mentioned to me that now there are many cases and accounts of divorces in the courts. However, what he liked was this. He said that, "You have an internal system of reformation. We do not even have that." So the fact is, even non-Muslims, they note these points and it has an impact on them. And these are becoming the means of drawing their attention. I am extremely grateful to Allah because of this, and the Jamaat should similarly be grateful to Allah. That the teaching of Islam that was conveyed through the promise of the Messiah, peace be upon him, by Allah the Almighty, that is becoming the means of attracting people's attention. However, this should also be a means of drawing the attention of those people who do not give full attention to speeches and do not listen to things properly. They leave the system of the Jamaat. And when they have any quarrels or any disputes, they leave the Nizam of the Jamaat, the system of the Jamaat, and they try to go instead to the courts of the world. Whereas the people of the world, they are saying they like our system, that this is a very good system. There was also a separate program that is normally held with German guests. I also had the opportunity to convey to them the teachings of Islam briefly. Because that program was in English and German, for this reason the attendees of the Jalsa hardly attended this event. And perhaps very few people may have seen this on television. But anyhow, the message of Islam that was presented to them, the speech there actually extended, it went on for quite long, but they all listened to it with great forbearance. And the two or three few people who got up and left there, they took permission and they apologized most profusely and said, "We had some other prior engagement where we had to go to," and they left after that. I should tell you the view of one guest. He said to one of our Ahmadis, this is after my speech was finished. He said, "At that time I looked at the clock and I saw that a lot of time had passed. But the speech was so interesting that I did not even realize the time." Then somebody wrote to me from America that he has an American friend. He was listening to the speech with him. So this American Christian friend stated that whatever was said was of great relevance and very interesting. In fact, he went to the extent to say that the Pope cannot say or does not say anything like this. His speeches are not of this kind. So these are all the blessings of Allah. This is the superiority of Islam and the Holy Quran that is becoming manifest on the world. This is not due to my effort. This is not due to the effort of any speaker. This is the knowledge that Allah the Almighty included in the Holy Quran. And this is that statement which through the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is being conveyed to the world. Those who are pious and good-natured, they accept this message. And observing these graces and blessings, their hearts are filled with the praise of Allah. I also had a meeting with the Association of Ahmadiyya Female and Male Students. I said the same thing to them, that do not fall prey to any inferiority complex. Instead, make the Holy Quran your guiding principle. And in the field of education and also in research, keep this in view and carry out your work. And when you do this, no one will be able to compete with you. With the grace of Almighty Allah, a large number of people here, that is of male and female students, they are advancing and excelling in the field of education. So they should also be grateful to Allah that Allah has allowed them to come here and also enable them the opportunity to advance in their education. It is now their duty that this educational progress they have achieved, they should keep it under the teachings of the Holy Quran and the teachings of Islam. And by establishing a strong connection with the Jamaat, they should become beneficial individuals for it. MTA should have been mentioned before. That was left out. The workers of MTA Germany worked day and night and made great efforts. They showed live programs and in between they also presented various programs of the studio. And these were very good programs. Some youngsters from London had also come here to help and altogether they broadcast the proceedings of the Jalsa as well as other programs to the entire world. Because I am on journey, I have not received all the letters, but I expect that like always, when I arrive back in London, there will be a pile of letters appreciating the service of the MTA workers. And for this, they express their sentiments of gratitude, and this is why I should convey this to you beforehand. MTA Germany have also made a mobile truck. This is for the transmission or for the control or something, whatever, but they have put some gadgets within it which are working for that purpose and it is standing there. It is also for the editing of programs, perhaps it is used for that, whatever the purpose of it. Before, they would shift their whole system when we were in Mannheim in one room or perhaps in the hall, but now their whole system is put in the truck and they can take that truck everywhere. So anyhow, with the grace of Almighty Allah, MTA Germany have progressed greatly and they are progressing most rapidly. May Allah the Almighty reward all workers and all volunteers. During this tour, one thing I observed for the first time in the Germany Jamaat is that with the educated class of people, with the politicians and others, they have increased their connections greatly. They have also increased their connections with the media, Khudamul Ahmadiyya in particular, and also the Jamaat in general, through the mode of leaflets, have played a great role in conveying the message of the Jamaat. May Allah the Almighty reward all of them. It is the effect of these connections that were made that many well-educated people, diplomats and politicians came to meet me. and there was a great respect in their behavior and attitude. It is a result of all these connections made that in the Hamburg Council Hall, there is a political party called the Green Party. They organized a function where I was given the opportunity to say some words in light of the teachings of Islam. And people of different religions, people of different groups were all present there. The teachings of Islam were presented to them. Similarly, I have felt that the attention of people is being drawn towards understanding the reality and truth of Islam, the efforts you are making through leaflets and also through different modes. May Allah the Almighty put blessings into it and open the hearts of people. If on the one side, against Islam, radicalism is boiling up, then on the other side, clearly attention is being drawn towards it. So therefore now, it is the responsibility of the members of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya Germany that in gratitude to the blessings of Allah, you should increase and progress these connections and these efforts of tabligh, propagating the faith, should be speeded up so that quickly we can see the effects of the beautiful teachings of Islam be embedded in the hearts of people. May Allah the Almighty grant all of us the ability to accomplish this.